Afghanistan is Canada's most important policy endeavour. That's what Prime Minister Harper said during his visit to Afghanistan this week. Yet, apart from it being very dangerous, we know so little about the situation there. We know that over 50 of our soldiers have been killed since we joined in the international response to 9/11. But our foreign policy involves more than the military and defence and our NATO duty. Diplomacy and development, the other two Ds, along with international trade, are the cornerstones of our foreign policy. What is happening on these fronts? We're fortunate indeed that Ted Menzies, the Parliamentary Secretary for both international cooperation and international trade, accepted our invitation to speak today on Canada's development assistance in Afghanistan. He was there last month with the Minister of International Cooperation to assess progress. For over 5 years now, Afghanistan has been the largest single recipient of Canada's foreign aid program. So how well is our aid working? Is it helping to win the hearts and minds? And are we achieving our objectives? Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Menzies.
Well, thank you very much, Trevor. And I appreciate the invitation to come and speak to this delegation to the Public Affairs Group in Lethbridge. It's always interesting to be able to address my friends and neighbors. For those of you that aren't aware of it, I'm a farmer from Clare's home, and I always comment on that first before I talk about my newer role, which is Member of Parliament for the riding of Macleod, because I think that's a good foundation for anybody that is representing what Macleod basically is, and that's a rural riding. Our largest center is only 16,000 people, so it's very much of a rural riding. So I think that I understand a lot of the issues that go along with rural riding. It's my pleasure to be here with you today. As Trevor mentioned, a little over a month ago, I traveled to Afghanistan in my role as Parliamentary Secretary to the Minister of International Cooperation. It is remarkable how great an impact that trip had on me personally, as I was able to see firsthand the effects of Canada's involvement in Afghanistan. I want to tell you a little story before I begin the slide presentation. I think it is important to share this with you, because to me it illustrates the limited perspective that we in Canada have of Afghanistan and that I had myself. On our last day in the country, Minister Vernier and I traveled outside Canada's military base in Kandahar, or outside the wire, as they term it. And we went about 50 kilometers out. This wouldn't have been an option 6 months ago. But because of the increased security, the better secured environment there now, the military can actually escort people, NGOs, ministers. The Prime Minister, of course, you saw just yesterday that he was able to travel, in fact, farther outside the wire than any other leader of any other nation has gone. I'm sure his handlers were a little concerned with that, but I think it was his suggestion that they go. Canada's military base in Kandahar is what a lot of people see on television. Our goal was to see more than that. Our goal was to visit Canadian aid projects and to assess firsthand the progress being made. We traveled by military convoy to the town of Solakalay, which is about 25 kilometers from the Kandahar base, where we sat down surprisingly enough, on Afghan rugs, beautiful Afghan rugs, out on their barren clay soil. Any farmer in this group would just shake their head when they looked at the ground that the Afghans grow crops in. And for a farmer, I wondered what kind of an agricultural